This is Geoff Hopkins. It is the Thursday movie review. If you fancy sitting in a darkened room to watch a film for a couple of hours, well, I know a man who can help you decide what might be worth watching. He is the conduit between the radio and the cinema. He is the movie critic Mark Searby. How are you, my man?
Yeah, that's a very nice intro. Thanks, Geoff.
You're very welcome. Come on then, some films out this week that you want to tell us all about. We'll talk about some Italian Gothic fairy tales. I think that's what your second film pick is in a second. First, though, a film that I've seen the trailer for. If X-Men was set in ancient Egypt, it would look a lot like Gods of Egypt. It's new this week. Tell me about this.
It's quite a good description, actually. I mean, it's pretty close to the truth. I mean, the first 20 seconds of Gods of Egypt, you know what type of film it's in for. It's big, thundering drums announcing the film's title, splashed across the screen, big gold lettering. Then there's this tracking shot across the desert into a well-populated Egyptian city. However, it's not actually populated with real people. It's CGI instead. But, you know, it's meant to be real people, but how can you tell it's CGI? Because it's really bad, really, really bad CGI. This wouldn't be out of place 30 years ago. Now it looks shocking. The story is equally bad. It kicks off straight away and somebody gets murdered who's a king or a god. I'm not really sure. Then one of them turns into a gold bird type creature and starts to fight the Egyptian people. Then other things happen that I didn't really understand. Beck is the central character. However, he truly isn't. Instead, it focuses more on the so-called gods. I mean, Beck is a little runt of a kid who basically is ripped out of the Prince of Persia game and has got added sarcasm. And that sarcastic angle doesn't really work. In fact, I found myself just being really annoyed at how bad it was. I sort of wanted the gods to strike him down at every opportunity. And speaking of the gods, they're just as annoying as well. It's all this stereotypical performance that you'd expect from sort of a high school play or something. Just big attitudes, big muscles, sexist attitudes as well against all the women. And you could be forgiven for thinking this film was made 30 years ago before society's attitude to change for the better, but it was made last year and they still think it's all okay to include this sort of thing in there. It's honestly, it's a terrible movie. The CGI is horrendous, the acting is barbaric, storyline is utterly confusing and really tedious. This film offers nothing at all.
Okay then, Gods of Egypt, maybe worth avoiding at the cinema this week. Come on then, tell me about Tale of Tales. I was trying desperately to understand this from the trailer. I managed to work out it's kind of based on some fairy tales. It's got kings, queens and a giant flea in it.
That's what I like about it, a giant flea. It is based on some Italian fairy tales by, let me try and get this right, Giambastia Basile. I think I'm saying that right. Apologies if I'm not. There's three intertwining stories throughout. The first is about a queen wanting the best for her son. The second is about a king who falls in love with a female he's never seen. And the third is about a different king, who we might have already said, who discovers a strange creature that changes his life. Really strange beast, this film is. It's a quasi-Edwardian set movie that sort of resembles those times, but also doesn't. I mean, for the first half an hour, it reminded me more of the second series of Blackadder. I was kind of waiting for them to say, hey, nonny, nonny, most of the time. But it doesn't happen, actually. In fact, it turns into a slight horror film for all three stories. There's a theme of infatuation and obsession running through all three, but with different outcomes. The first storyline about the queen and her son, I found rather dull and uninteresting. It's really nothing more than your typical fairy tale that you would read in a book. It doesn't have anything that sort of grabs the attention beyond that. Salma Hayek, who plays the queen, she's okay, but she doesn't do much apart from look mean and a bit moody. It's a shame because the film opens with this one. You kind of think, okay, start really well, and it doesn't. The second story about the king falling in love with somebody he's never met is a lot more interesting. It starts as a romance, soon moves into fantasy, and there's a little bit of horror in there as well. But the best is saved for the last. The third storyline about the king who has a strange creature is the best. It is a bit of an oddity movie, one that's more art house, but there is something interesting there through each of the storylines. I'm not sure how it's going to play with mainstream audiences, but it doesn't sit in either category that you want it to. It's interesting. I'm not sure how interesting it's going to be, but there is stuff there to like.
Tale of Tales, they're new at cinemas this week. Let's do a DVD, a film that was out last year, had a stellar cast in it. Dad's Army had the remake last year, didn't it?
Yes, this is their film, which it's a curious film because I do wonder who the target audience for this is. As much as I enjoyed the reruns on TV show during my childhood years, bringing it back now seems way, 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 way out of date. I'm not sure where this idea came from. The film itself uses every single nostalgic element from the TV show, apart from the cast, obviously. And I've got to say, it's a very, very, very good cast of British actors. And if you've ever wondered why Toby Jones is lauded as a great actor, watch this film. He single-handedly carries the entire movie, even though the script is not particularly interesting. The first hour of the film is quite dull, I've got to say, and it recycles everything from the show. We've seen it before in the show, so why do it again? Also, in the TV show, Mrs. Van Wering is never shown, just heard, and yet we get to see her, and kind of found that strangely off-putting to include her. The jokes are the same as well. Can they be classed as tiresome? Yes, possibly. But if you like the TV show, you're going to like it here. They are hilarious at times. The last 20 minutes are really good. I'm really impressed with it because the guards have to defend a beach against the incoming Nazis. It stops all the jokes, actually, and gets quite serious. And that's when the film works best. Sadly, obviously, it reverts back to a bit of nostalgic moments afterwards. Excellent cast list aside, it is a rather middling effort, and it does stick too much towards a TV show rather than doing its own thing. And I think, yes, people want familiarity, but this is a little bit too much. But there's stuff in there to enjoy.
Dad's Army on DVD with Toby Jones, who was also, of course, in Tale of Tales, which you reviewed earlier as well.
Unofficial Toby Jones week.
Yes, does seem to be. Mark, thank you as always. More movie reviews online in time for the cinema next weekend.